Blog Talk Radio.
Because you didn't come here to make the choice. You've already made it. You're here to try to understand why you made it. I thought you'd have figured that out by now.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Astro Tarot Hour. We're here on Fridays at 12 noon Eastern. So welcome, man. Welcome back for this session for those of you that may be new. You have to ask one question, all right? That's the way we're doing it this season. So ask a question so we can have specific clarity and give you the answer and correct timelines and everything else that needs to go so that way you can make the best decision possible. All right, so all we ask is that you ask one question, all right? But visit the website, myastrologycoach.com. Go to the events tab, man. It's a lot of stuff that's going on. And join the mailing list right there on the main page if you're not on the mailing list. I just sent the email out that is actually about to go out in 15 minutes on an auto scheduler. That's going to be talking about the spring equinox. We'll be in Florida for the spring equinox, which is in March. We'll be going skydiving in Florida, do some jet skiing. We have a workshop that we're doing that Friday when we check in. And it's going to be a very powerful, powerful time. Going to bring out the aura chakra technology, also bring out the heart technology, along with some new brain technology as well. And our workshop that we're actually going to have is called the I Have Workshop. So if you can get to Florida, you're in the Florida area, you just can make it in March. Usually it's around March 21st, 22nd, up in that area. We check in. It's actually March the 20th. We check in and have that I Have Workshop with the Cool Technology. Saturday, March the 21st, that's when we do the skydiving activities. And some of us may go to Disney World as well. And on Sunday the 22nd, we'll go over to the beach, just spend the day out on the town in Florida. So it's going to be a phenomenal, I mean, off the chain event, very fun. So if you can make it, again, just visit the website, myastrologycoach.com, click on the events tab, and you see every single thing that's going on. And also the registration deadline is only $99. The deadline to register is January the 23rd. Now, those of you who are on the East Coast and you want to make it, we put together a van that will be leaving out of Washington, D.C., and get you down to Florida, all right? So that will help you out a great deal as far as round-trip tickets are concerned, because I know how the airfare can be. So we got a van, a travel van, a passenger van that's going to leave D.C., and you will see that on the website as well under the events tab and whatnot. So, like I said, join the email list. Also, there's an early bird special for the van, only $99 round-trip, all right? And the early bird is before January the 1st, all right? Also, we have a first annual gala with the stars. We have an appreciation dinner in November of 2015, but the early bird special is $99, and the early bird special is before January the 1st as well. So, again, this email is scheduled to go out in the next 15 minutes, all right? So if you don't get the email, simply go to myastrologycoach.com and sign up via the email list, all right? Take advantage of these early bird specials and save some money and make it happen, all right? And that's really it for me. Oh, no, I got something else, one more thing before I let Keisha come on. Man, I got the new book. You have to get the book called My Journal to Success, which is your journal to success, but it's your personal journal, 365 Days of Gratitude, where we practice the art of being thankful and grateful as it pertains to you accomplishing your goals. You got to map 2015 out, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to the website and get some free testimonials that you will hear on the free download. So go to myastrologycoach.com, go to shop, go to free downloads, and you'll hear some phenomenal stories and stuff. And I can just tell you some miraculous things that happened just yesterday. And you really wouldn't even believe it, but I actually posted a picture of it on my Facebook page. So Noble Ampul Galileo on Facebook. You can get to me by my astrology coach as well via Facebook. And you look on my timeline, and I actually showed a bill, my internet bill, actually, was $136 that I owed, and I didn't make no payment on it for November. It was due November 22nd, and I didn't make no payment on it. And when I opened up the next bill, I'm thinking it was going to be $136 plus the almost $70 I pay a month for internet. So I'm thinking about, I almost got paid $200. Well, when I opened up the bill, it just told me that the $136, I put zero payment on it and nothing is due on it, absolutely nothing. Somehow the $136 got paid for. But again, this is why I love the Hebrew aspect, because in Hebrew, 136 translates to mean Ben Elohim, which means son of God. And the point is, when you can concentrate enough and raise your vibration and get into the higher frequencies of love and gratitude and happiness and success and these great, great, powerful, wonderful attributes, you will start to manipulate the reality, the physical reality around you, and you will have an effect on electronics. You may short circuit electronics or something, or all of a sudden what appears to be a mistake happens in your favor. And we got tons of testimonials on these things to deal with money coming out the blue. And, you know, I know people who have done certain spiritual practices, and all of a sudden they got a refund check from a bank that they never in their life had an account with. So it's these kind of like weird things take place. And I know at least at the bare minimum, everybody is familiar with synchronicity, where you was just thinking about something and then you saw it as you was going down the street, or you thinking it in your head and the song come on that you was just thinking about. These synchronistic events, that is your mind having an effect on matter in the physical world. So in other words, the law of attraction in the physical world is starting to bend and form to your liking. The only reason that you hear it, the only reason that you see it, is to confirm what you are doing is right and exact in that moment of time. So you are attracting the physical event into your life, and that's just a little signal to tell you to keep going down that path. Every one of us has had that happen. But can we get so much in tune with ourselves that miracles will start to happen, better health, happiness, success, events will start to occur in our life? You go and open up the mail to pay a bill, and the bill is already paid. You go in the mail to get ready to pay another bill, and then they tell you you have a credit of $3.31. And you're like, what? This is real life stuff. So get the journal. Go to mindstrologycoach.com. Go to books and get the My Journal to Success, 365 Days of Gratitude. Some powerful stuff in there. And just do it, man. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Because you got to get into a state of success. And success to us, and how we define it, is that which makes you happy. It doesn't necessarily have a monetary value on it. It's happiness. And we have to get in and stay in that particular state of being. All right? So visit the website and check up on that. And what's up, Keisha? What's happening?
Well, you know, always the Astro Tarot Network. And I promise it's on fire right now. We're very, very blessed to have new clients. I mean, definitely on a monthly. I ran a special, Black Friday special, and that was awesome because it brought a lot of new clients that I've never read before, and it's just going to get them to the point, and it has gotten some to the point where they're going to sign up. Now, I tell everybody that I read, either on the radio show or that I read in a private consultation, if you sign up 24 hours from the time you hear this show, or even 24 hours from the time that I read you, I will give you a bonus reading, and that is the Astro Tarot Network. It is extremely affordable on a monthly basis, okay, and it gives you access to myself and Ampu, direct access, consultations, conference calls, birthday reports, monthly reports, audio emails, audio MP3 emails, discounts, on trips and just so many things that it's ridiculous. Go to www.myastrologycoach.com, click on memberships, and select the Astro Tarot Network. I mean, just read up on everything that it offers. It's truly amazing. It's less than one of my 30-minute sessions. Also, for life coaching, excellent for life coaching. You guys got to keep in mind that these people that are rich, famous, successful, oh, they definitely have spiritual guidance. Look at J.P. Morgan Chase. His motto for his whole company is anybody can be a millionaire, but to be a billionaire, you must have an astrologer, period, point blank. So you guys, don't hesitate. Get with the program. It's not, now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I can change your life, not at all. I'm human just like you. I communicate with the spirits that guide you, and I can serve as the vessel to help you so that your guardian angels can guide you in the right direction. With direct communication with them, your life will change for the better, I'm telling you. What Ampu just told you about his bills, man, I'm a bear witness. I promise to God, that's the honest to God truth. Not one bill, but two bills, and he went to the store and saved over $200 the other day. And this has been like boom, boom, boom. It's all synchronicity. When he first told me about the first bill, the cable bill, I was like, yeah, you know, that's confirmation, that's a blessing. And then when we did the light bill, I actually heard the account information for myself. I got chills. I got chills. Like, oh, my God, this is real, family. Join us, www.myastrologycoach.com, Astro Tarot Network. And I'm ready when you're ready, Ampu.
All right, that's what it is. And, let's see where we at here. Hold on, I don't want to be way down yonder. I'm supposed to be up here. 678-964, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Carmen, and my birthday is 6/15/1986. And my question is about what's going on in my love life.
Okay, Carmen, what time were you born? Where are you born?
It was like around 2 or 1 p.m.
Okay, what city?
Atlanta, Georgia.
ATL. Okay, Carmen, we'll be right back with you.
Wait, before you go, Carmen, I've got a quick question. Is it just your love life in general, or is there someone in particular that you are inquiring about, you know, you guys' relationship?
Both kind of, but I do have someone that I've just recently started talking to, and I kind of want to know about that.
Okay, tell me his name.
His name is Scott.
Okay.
And,
okay. Thank
you. What's Scott's zodiac sign, you know?
It's Pisces. He was born 1992.
Pisces. All righty. I'll be right back with you.
Well, Scott is going to give you an offer, and Spirit says you definitely should consider it. You might hear it at first and be like, what? Like, no. But Spirit is saying it's something you should definitely hear him out and, you know, take it into consideration. The thing about him right now, though, is he, for some reason, he is not able to get rest like he should. And he, I don't know, I feel like he might be sick, like with something like the flu or a cold or something. If he isn't right now, it's coming. Like, I'm for sure of it, to where he's going to be, like, kind of in bed, so to say. lots of vitamin C. I'll tell you what, one cup of orange juice, a little bit of bee pollen, and some royal honey. That's orange juice, bee pollen, and royal honey. Mix it in a blender with some ice, and he needs to drink that, like, immediately, as much as possible, at least once a day. I got that from a medicine man. Believe it or not, that not only builds your immune system and helps with your stamina and all the above, but it's also a major spiritual cleanse at the same time. And Muhammad Ali used to use that as well. So that's what I recommend for him, because I definitely see that cold or that flu coming. I also see, like, you really are looking at this situation as this could be it. You know, he could be the one that is for you. I see a lot of victory, and I see some sort of celebration, but Spirit is warning you to be careful. Just take it slow, because it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Like, there could possibly be some arguments and things of that nature, but rest assured, every relationship has its issues. I'm not saying that it is not going to work, because I definitely see you guys achieving a lot of goals together. And I feel like he is someone that is going to deliver the truth. Like, he's very honest with you. Thing about it, though, is this is not going to happen the way you want it to, like, kind of just fall into place quickly. It's like he's in limbo, so to say. He has to wait for certain things to take place in his life first before he's able to move forward successfully. So you've got to make sure that patience is the key and planning is number one. And if you just hang in there and be optimistic and take your time, you guys definitely could be successful. And also, somebody is having a very heavy emotional time in their life. Like, you guys got to let go and let God. And then watch your mode of transportation, either your car, his car, or somebody needs a car. I don't know. I feel like it's going to be some type of issues with one of you guys getting around. So maybe even maintenance on a vehicle. But hang in there. Be patient. You guys can do it.
Yeah, the you know, that's interesting. If the time is correct, 1-2 o'clock p.m., this puts the Pisces frequency in the area of your life where relationships are. So this is a person or the frequency that you do seek a relationship with. So that's pretty cool. However, I must warn you about the Gemini Pisces axis, and my observation of them is absolutely, positively, one of the most interesting relationships to watch. It can be very challenging because naturally these two sit at an angle that what we call square each other. So there's the set of circumstances that occur that tends to pit them against each other. You're dealing with four personalities when we're looking at these two archetypes, because Pisces is symbolized by a fish going downstream and another one going up the other way. And then Gemini is symbolized by the duality of twins. These are four different personalities that are wrapped into two individuals. You see what I'm saying? So we just gotta, you know, you gotta be really clear here, because the great thing about it is both of you come at the end of the season. One is coming at the end of the spring, and another one's coming at the end of the winter. So in all honesty, your elemental expression of how you express energy is the same thing. And oftentimes when you get into arguments and disagreements, sometimes you could be saying the exact same thing, but you're saying it in a different way. I do see some other markers there where y'all potentially have what we call this full moon effect, which is good. And it's just a lot, though. It's a lot, because the way your chart is set up, you got stuff everywhere. You got one of those special alignments in your chart, special configurations called a grand cross. It's something that you can Google and look up, grand cross in astrology. Yours is in the mutable sign. So if I look at it, it looks like a big old square, and then you would draw an X in the middle of the square from corner to corner. But when we look at that square with an X, when we look at it a certain way, really we're looking down to a pyramid. We see four triangle We see four corners that have triangles on it when you look at it. And this is really a grand, rare type of alignment to have, which is a master seal, which means you come and you possess a cosmic mastership about yourself. And, you know, you just want to be, you know, you got to be very, very clear. Relationship things, you know, I have to look at, it's really personal for me. I got to look at the, I'm going to have to look at his information. And it's something that we can do inside of the double dose reading where we look at what I call the cosmic love score. And this is important because we all have male and female energies inside of us. And these male and female, we look at it called yin and yang. Technically, there's only four ways yin and yang energy can express itself. It could be my feminine energy to your feminine energy. Let's call that a yin-yin expression. It could be my masculine energy to your masculine energy, a yang-yang connection. And then let's call it a yin-yang connection. Your feminine energy is attracted to his masculine energy. That's another scenario. And our last scenario out of possibilities is, let's reverse that. Your masculine energy is attracted to his feminine energy, and that creates a role reversal. And we hear that in relationships. I act like I'm his mama. He needs to step up to the plate. And, you know, like that happens because what we don't know is the science of this invisible force called attraction. So in general, I can say, hey, he sits on your relationship cusp. Go for it. You do have a blessed planet there, Jupiter right there, which means abundance. If he's anywhere close to this, meaning his son, it was in a position not too far from where Jupiter was when you were born, this could be a very abundant relationship. When you're dealing with a Pisces, despite Pisces, like Keisha, Pisces is supposed to be spiritual, musically inclined. And when I say musically inclined, it can be physical music or they're very poetic. It's dealing with spirit, this inner voice that's guiding them. In your relationships, you're seeking the highest octave of all of these frequencies. If this is not going to be a spiritual partner, if y'all do not have anything in common on a spiritual thread, then it's possible tapping into the downside of that energy, which is the illusion of this is the person you want them to be. You know what I mean? And not necessarily you looking at them for who they actually are. You may have a tendency of looking at the person's potential in relationships and not dealing with the hardcore reality if they're not really living up to their highest self. So don't do that because really in this area of your life, relationships, you got the last sign of the zodiac, Pisces, which is about spiritual illumination and completion. This is what your partner is supposed to bring to the table for you. That's what you're seeking. If you feel that vibration and that's there, then that's the higher octave and go for it. But if you want more clarity on the yin-yang and how it flows and how it matches and stuff like that, please let us know. We got you. Because relationships are sacred. Relationships have birthdays. Just imagine your birthday is here, his birthday is there. What is the energy point that exists between you? Because remember, in relationships, y'all, man and woman is looking at each other, right? Or whatever kind of relationship it is. You're looking at each other. There's an energetic flow in between both parties. Well, that energetic invisible flow that's in between birth parties, there's actually a day that exists between you. So just think about a regular calendar. If your birthday is in February and this person's birthday is in April, real simple, we possibly may meet somewhere in March. But what day in March represents the midpoint of our reality? And then the first time a sexual act is created, then that creates a birthday because it's the first time that you really start to swap out the fluids and everything. That becomes a birthday. And then when you get married, it becomes an energetic imprint. And this is the science behind do not give up the virginity until you get married because you do not want this cycle of time conflicting with another cycle in time. You see what I'm saying? And that happens. And Keith, you remember that. We had a client that got married with like 6 months into it. And when you deal with the 6 month thing, the 6 month is really an oppositional point. You understand what I'm saying? It really supposed to be balanced, but it was an oppositional point. And then wasn't even married for a whole year, and it was like absolutely positively the worst relationship I ever seen. You know what I mean? So it's because these time cycles of getting together on a sexual level, then getting married, was conflicting with one another. You see what I'm saying? And even the marriage date wasn't even a correct date. And obviously we wasn't sought out for advice at that particular point. So saying that to say, this is really a science. And if you want to go a little bit more into it, we have to set it up in private, long story short. But it possibly really looks good for you, and good luck. All right. Caller from the 509-987.
Hi. You totally sound like Nick Cannon. I just had to say that. But my name is Erica.
Nick Cannon?
Yeah.
I like Nick Cannon. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's up, Erica?
My name is Erica, and my birthday is 12/4/93, and I was born in Mexico. Yeah, Tlane Planta.
12/4/93? Uh-huh. Okay, well, happy belated birthday. Just had a birthday. What can
Thanks.
We do for you?
Thanks. My question is, do you see any secret admirers? I'm just wondering, like, if you see them, and who are they? If I don't have any, it's okay.
Oh, okay. What's your time of birth?
I think it was like around noon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, 12:05. There you go. 12:05.
Okay, 12:05. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you want to know if you have any secret admirers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got you. All right, we'll be right back.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Keisha, you still there?
Yep, just shuffling, looking for admirers. Wow. Okay, so I don't see any current admirers, but I do see a male that was in your life in the past that was definitely an admirer. And he made a significant difference in your life. Very business-minded, business-orientated man. The reason why I bring him up is because he really, something that you gained from him or having whatever relationship you guys had, really helps build a foundation for what you have today. So I think that's really important for you to know and understand that and be grateful for that. I also see you at a point where there's good energy with money and business, and I see you really, really making effort to put down what you need to do and get it done. I see some type of mode of travel in the near future, and I also pick up on a little bit of mistrust. I want you to be mindful of some conflict, because by the way things are going, I definitely see some sort of conflict. Now, that can be avoided by you knowing that it's coming up and just kind of watching your steps and being careful. Other than that, you just need to try and make sure you lessen the burdens. Learn to say no sometimes. You know, if people could easily take your kindness for weakness. And when I look inside of you, I see that you are hoping that things get a little easier for you, you know. So just a little tip on that. And I don't know, join the network. I think that it would be good for you. Hell, I think it's good for everybody. But Spirit told me to tell you that. So hope to hear from you soon, Erica, and you take care.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting, Erica, you asked that. As of 2 days ago, there's a masculine energy that just entered the area of our lives that deals with secrets. But it's this is really the area of life that deals with secret enemies as well, what I'm looking at. And it's a very passionate masculine energy. And I say from December 16th to December the 29th. The 29th is the apex. Is that it's the bubble. It's the birthday of what I'm about to say. The 16th to the 29th is a timeline where if you get into a disagreement with male energy, just be this person to a degree is a secret enemy of yours. That don't necessarily mean that he's plotting to destroy you type of thing. It just means on a vibrational level, as of right now, where they may be at in their understanding is they don't necessarily vibrationally match with you if that is to occur. All right. It's also, but you got to understand, it's your law of attraction as well. So it's just not totally the other person. It's your law of attraction. And the key to this whole thing is to be 100% observant of your thoughts, because the way that the world stage plays, the way that the divine world operates, it says, okay, let's put these two together and let's create an event. And it's always the event that we will disagree over. You spent too much money, or why did you say that, or you know what I mean? It's always an event that happens. So the key to it is you have to watch your response, because it is your magnetism that is exciting the event to occur. So watch your emotional response to some things around 12:16 up to 12:29. From 12:29, the energy starts to fade out and totally will be gone on January the 12th. So you can go from 12:16 to January the 12th. But from the 16th to the 29th is when the energy is approaching. The 29th is when it's at its most highest apex, all right? And what's going to happen, if it happens, it'll be like things that you may have been emotionally holding on to, you won't hold on to it much longer within this timeline. This will be the timeline in which the volcano has to erupt. And that's okay, because, you know, that's a natural process, like I tell people. It has to happen. Volcanoes erupt all the time. Death happens all the time. It's a natural process. What I'd be concerned about is if you do not wish to have the experience, but yet you have the experience, that be my concern, because you consciously said you didn't want to have that experience. So why are you having it? So you just have to gauge this very carefully and understand that if there's some things that need to be expressed, you really should start to express them right now. I mean right now, because what you do not want to happen is you want to just circumvent this fire that's trying to come. But, yeah, I think there's a male energy that's there that's coming in, and you want to just really be 100% observant of it. And I will stay away at this time. I definitely will stay away from guys that are in any type of illegal hustle. Your chart clearly states that your boyfriend will, you could easily be with somebody who gets into trouble with law at some point in time. So I would just, you know, keep them, you know, if you're already in a relationship and somebody doing something, it's time to kind of clear up for this particular timeline. And the energy totally passes out on, let me see something here for you real fast. January the 13th. All right, it's right here. Yeah, January the 13th, 14th, up in that area, the energy passes out. So keep us posted, man. And you know what? Do me a favor. Email me at network@myastrologycoach.com, network@myastrologycoach.com. Since it's your birthday, and I got to get on these birthday reports, I'm going to send you a free birthday report. It's a pretty cool PDF. It outlines a lot of cities in the United States and the world, and shows you what those cities are good for and what they're bad for. And and you have to also, when you send an email over, let me know what city you are in on your birthday, because that marks a new beginning for this year for you. The year starts on your birthday, and we just want to get a cosmic snapshot of the heavens so you can get a forecast for your year and just navigate this year towards success. So send me an email at network@myastrologycoach.com and just say, hey, this is Erica from the radio. I had it was my birthday, and then I remember. All right? And thank you so much for calling. But utilize those timelines. January to December 16th to December 29th. That's the real pocket of time right there. And then after January the 12th is when that energy fades out. All right? And where we at here? Let me see something. I had somebody that was supposed to call in, Keish. They really needed it. Two people, actually. No, I don't see them, but I do see, Minister Jew in the building over there, up in the cut.
Thank you.
Let me see something. Yeah, so, all right, I don't see that person, so let's go ahead to the 917-349. What's your name?
Hey, how are you? It's Natasha.
Good, I'm well.
Jupiter Child. How are you? Keisha, how are you? I'm calling because, and my question is pretty clear. I'm just trying to figure out how to prioritize and utilize my money making ability right now. So that's my question. Like, how do I maximize my money making abilities?
That's cool.
Where should I focus?
Okay. When you work.
December 16th, 1973.
Okay. And what time were you born?
3:20 a.m.
In what city? Uh-oh, she fell off. You still there? No, that's Keish. Keish, you there? That's what I hear.
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you say Jupiter Child? Yeah, her call, her line just dropped.
Okay, well, I can still let her know that she already knows what she needs to do to get to the money because she really is doing it right now, taking all the necessary steps. The reason why she's asking the question, though, is because she's been hell of a down on herself, like even a little bit of depression. So she's got to get out of that and really focus on what's going on and give herself a pat on the back for her achievements. I'm sure of this because she's crowned by business and money. And anytime you're crowned by something, that means you are in the process of manifesting it and you're making it your destiny. So she's already doing it. And it's going to be good for her. She's kind of like destined for success at this particular time. So, you know, sometimes we be our worst enemies and we be really, really hard on ourselves. I feel like there's something going on with her where she's been, like, anxious or having anxieties and such. And then she's also a person that people take advantage of her kindness as well. So I think it's a bit of all of that mixed together and feeling really, really lonely on the inside that has her to the point to where she can't actually point out and acknowledge her own accomplishments. For herself. But she's got
okay.
it. She just need to hang in there.
Okay, let me see what this says. Let me see right here. Is this you? You right here?
This is me.
917? Okay, there you go. All right.
This is
917. What city were you born in?
Yeah, I got cut off. London, England.
London, England. All right. Okay. All right. Did you hear what Keisha said?
I got the last and tail end of it. I mean,
okay.
She's
Can
right about the
quick,
depression
yeah.
part. I heard that part.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been
right.
struggling with depression for the last year and a half.
Okay. All right. So, hold on. I'll be right back with you. Go ahead, Keith. Give her a quick recap while I enter her data, please.
Yeah, well, you know what? The depression thing that you say you've been struggling with, that's pretty much what I had said at the beginning of the reading that is causing you to not be able to see your successful accomplishments. You're already on the right path. You are already doing what you need to be doing in order to bring more money to you, in order to be successful. I was explaining that you're crowned by money and business. What that means is you're already manifesting this currently into your life. So that means you're already doing it. And you're creating this as a destiny. So at this point, you are destined to succeed. Okay? The problem is you are sad, and when I look inside, I also see some loneliness, and I see that people take your kindness for granted, okay? And all of that combined makes it an issue to where you can't acknowledge your own accomplishments for yourself, where you're clouded and you can't see the positive attributes and the positive accomplishments that you have been making. You're all the way on the right track. You're already doing it. That's not no question. That's not no problem. You've got that in the bag. You have got to focus on letting go, letting God, and ridding yourself of being so sad, because that's where the problem is.
All right. I'm laughing at, you know, sometimes I'll be amazed how the creator, the mind of the creator works when you look at these planetary vibrations. You know, Saturn is a planet that we easily describe as being that of melancholy, that of stress and fear even. And, you know, you were born with Saturn opposition your sun. And what that looks like in the sky is the day that you were born, let's say the sun was coming up in the east. Well, on the west, if we look on the west, we will see a bright star going down. And that would be technically Saturn. It looks like a star because it's so far. And when these two are opposing each other, this brings a lot of, to a degree, a lot of limitation, fear, stress, and just feel like it's these blockages. But we have to really understand that you agreed to say, up, now I want to come in and I'll animate. I'll be the spiritual breath, the force that will animate this living being, this baby that's coming out. You decided to walk in because for some reason you saw that it was conducive for you in order for you to reach your highest potential in this lifetime. Now, you have a lot of versatility energy where sometimes when we have too much versatility in your sense, you got a lot of Sagittarius. This is mental expansion, and this is great. This is even publishing. This is law. This is medicine. This is foreign cultures. This is traveling to Tibet and sitting with the monks. This is heavy. It's philosophical. Is you being in the philosophical society and you breaking down different essays on different type of religions and showing the unity of God inside of all of them. It's so versatile that sometimes it could be confusing because it's like, I want to do this, but I need to be focused on this because right now I got to pay my bills. It's a lot, but you have to understand and embrace the fact that you can actually pull it off. And the Saturn principle says, listen, don't rush to expand. Simply take your time. Dedicate, because he's the ruler of time. Dedicate yourself to be consistent in your endeavors, and the turtle is going to beat the hare every single time. Just be consistent in your approach. So, and see, it's for people like us, because I'm in that boat as well. We be having all these ideas, and we be just everywhere with stuff. So the 365 days of gratitude is here to say, listen, let's get some focus around here. Let's get crystal clear about what we're going to attain. And also, once we get into this mode, like I opened the show with, we're about to start, we're going to learn how to go beyond the laws of this lower heaven called the zodiac. All this fluctuation and stress and unhappiness, and today I'm here and tomorrow I'm not, that's gone out the window in 2015. It's actually gone now, because the journal already started on December the 1st. So the key here for you is get the journal, right? When you get the journal, you're going to open up, you're going to see, state your 2015 objectives. And they can be more than one, but set your main objective and be crystal clear on what it is you're going to attain, because I absolutely refute, the human brain ain't even designed this way, to not know what it is that you want to do. Everybody has an idea at one point in their life of something that they would like to try to do. Whether or not they bring it out of themselves, that's another question. A lot of people don't. But everybody has an inner gift, and everybody has an inner vision that says, you know what, I always wanted to go to Hawaii. I always wanted to live in Miami. I always wanted to be. It's, you have that. You know what that is. It's there. Now it's time for you to write it out on paper, be crystal clear on it, on what it is, and then for the first 3 months, the first quarter from January to March, these first 3 months, you're going to write down the steps that you're going to take to obtain the major goal. So what is the first? What are the first steps you're going to take in the first 3 months? After you complete the first 3 months in March, you then can come back to the second quarter and say, you know what, let me go ahead and say what I'm accomplished from April, May, and June, the second quarter. All right? And then every single day, you're going to express gratitude on the steps that you have taken towards your success. See, when we did the Gratitude Club, it was about I'm thankful for my cable bill because the cable man Comcast provides cable and internet for me, right? I'm thankful for the water bill because they provide water for my family. I'm thankful for the guy fixing the potholes in the streets because I won't get a flat tire. I'm thankful for my eyelashes because it stops dust from getting into my eye. I'm thankful for saliva. It's so much to be thankful for, right? And that's fine. That's perfect because when we was just doing and recognizing the essentials of life, right? We saw $13,000 manifest in less than 28 days. We saw someone win a house in a lottery that has a value over $150,000. All right, we saw that. But now what we're doing, we said, listen, that's fine and dandy. That's cool. But however, we want you to show some gratitude towards the steps that you have taken. Start to see yourself. So today I am thankful for reading a client at 7 a.m. this morning, which I did. Today I'm thankful for being on the radio show and helping X amount of people today, which I did. Today I'm thankful for when Erica called in, it was her birthday, and I gave her a free birthday report, which I'm going to do. You see what I'm saying? So we have to start acknowledging the steps that we take. I don't care if you're on the internet and you just put your business card, your logo on the business card for 30 minutes. And be thankful for that website that's there that's allowing you to see your vision. Be thankful for the interactions in your experience as it pertains to you going towards your goals. If you stay in this constant state of gratitude, because two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time, when you stay in this constant state of gratitude, stress goes bye-bye because now you're in the opposite state of being happy. You see what I'm saying? So it cannot exist there. And I give you a little tip, too. When these negative thoughts start to come up and say, girl, you know you tripping, you know what you doing, this sounds foolish, do it tomorrow, and all that kind of stuff, right? Go ahead and create a command word. Command word is stop, shut up, freeze, transform, get away from me, devil, whatever it is, create a command word. Because at this point, when those thoughts start to occur, you're going to interrupt that process. And sometimes that process is not even used to you doing that. So start to interrupt the process. Use the ancient technique, too, if you want to tap on your shoulder, tap on your leg, tap somewhere, because the stimulation that you're actually feeling is technically an electrical signal that is being picked up by your brain. The brain starts to concentrate on the tap and not in the negative emotion. You see what I'm saying? The negative thoughts. Do not feel bad if you miss a day. Acknowledge it and simply say, you know what, I missed yesterday, but today I'm back and better than ever, and I'm so grateful for, and go right back into your future experience. If you do this enough times by cutting it off, not feeding into it, analyzing it, and concentrating on the higher thing, the negative aspect, the monkey mind, what we're talking about, is going to die out. And the next thing you know, you're just going to be living in a state that aligns with your highest potential. You're going to start to see the license plates number, the triple numbers on TV, people who you was just thinking about calling you. All of a sudden, these miracles are going to start to happen. The only thing you have to do is set your clear intent on that gift that you have inside of you and practice gratitude every single day and watch what happens. Watch what happens. And email me and let me know. Because 2015, we're going to show you the miracle. We're showing everybody the miracles and the great stuff and how great the Creator is inside of you that is dying to have this miraculous experience that we call miracles, all right? And let me see if this 510 on my 843 is here. Nope. All right. So we're going to the 313-564.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
That's excellent, excellent. What's your name?
This is Ebony from Taylor. I called a few weeks ago, and I'm joining the network today as soon as I get to
you. You in? You in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Right, that's what it is. What can we do
I'm
for
in.
You, Ebony?
I would like to know if my ex is in any way... do we have any type of unfinished business, or should I let that go? My birthday is 7/24/88, and his is 2/16.
Oh God, stop it! Stop. I can't. Well, I'm gonna let Keisha answer because I can't. I don't have enough time to do two charts at the same time. It'd take too much time for me. But if you join in, I definitely got you. That's funny.
Okay.
That is very funny.
I emailed you about that. I was like, yeah, my ex got the same birthday as you, I'm pretty sure.
that's a cosmic joke right there. But I'll let Keisha answer. I'll let Keisha answer it, man.
What's his name?
His name's Mike. Michael.
I already know the answer. I'm going to see what Keisha gave. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say, yeah, for the mere fact that I know what my energy is with that day, and I know who Michael is very well, then I would say that absolutely there is some unfinished business. I mean, the mere fact that you think that it's unfinished business, and I think you do because you wouldn't even ask the question in essence. Could definitely denote that there is. Yeah, I think there's a feeling inside of you that's looking for the confirmation that it is. However, again, when we bring it down a little bit more into this physical shell, again, relationships, I don't really like dealing with. The best way to get into the science of the relationship, man, is when both people are present and knowing what they're really working with and the agreement that their attraction is invisible. Attraction is a force. And if we can agree that this force is equivalent to fire, air, earth, and water, and understand this sacred science, then we can really go very, very, very far. To get one person the data, it's cool because the person can, you know, best learn how to navigate, but it's always best when both people are present and can really agree to the science that's being, you know, being shared and whatnot. So, again, when you join, I have to do it and do what I call the cosmic love score on it. Then I let you know where the yin-yang flow is at and what kind of relationship energetically it is and stuff like that. But go ahead, Keish.
So the thing about this whole relationship is it fell below expectations because there was something major that one of you guys didn't see for what it really is. It's like when you be in a situation and you don't consider that there's your side, his side, and then the truth, sometimes you got to step out of the situation and take a look in to really understand what the hell is going on. That right there has a lot to do with why, you know, it ended the way that it did, number one. And number two, he's got a heavy desire for you, like on the inside. He truly, truly does. It's just a little bit of immaturity there, and that's also like a hindrance. But right now, the man is in probably like feeling like the worst he ever has in his life. Now, I'm not saying that it's because of your relationship, you know. It's definitely because of the things that he's going through currently in his life. It's a very, very difficult time. So, yeah, there's unfinished business because it didn't really end right on the right note. That's for sure. There really was not clear. There's no clarity. And you guys definitely need clarity, if not anything else. And to be honest with you, now is a good time to reach out because he really needs you at this point.
Yeah, that's what it is. See, all right. Again, the mere fact that you asked, and I know those numbers and I know the name Michael very well, definitely denotes a very high spiritual lesson. The 216 is very, very it's powerful because when you get into the 72 names of God, this is something in Exodus, I believe it's 15, 14, or 14 and 15. It deals with these 72 letters in three different phases. So 72 times 3 is 216. So there's some divinity to that young man, especially his name being Michael on top of that. That not that I don't know, but he definitely has to acknowledge and own up to and allow that force of God to speak through him so y'all can get to the highest plateau of what the relationship is to bring, all right? But definitely, I'll see you later when you enroll, so we definitely get together and wrap. Here go my 510-586. What's happening?
Hi, sorry about that info. I got confused because you sent the email saying tomorrow at 9 p.m., so sorry for getting on so late.
Oh, yeah, I would do something like that. I got Mercury afflictions. It's all good. So I set this up for Keisha, you know, because I read you already, and I see the double side of it. But Keisha, your name is Yolanda. Go ahead and ask a question.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead. You can ask me.
So I got an opportunity to go to Saudi Arabia. I got a call a couple of weeks ago, and I've been kind of pondering over it. And it's a 2-year contract, and I will be able to come home every 6 months. I've never been gone that long away from my family. And I think it's a good opportunity, but my question is, you know, my safety. That's the only thing that I'm really concerned about. The package is very, very lucrative. You know, I'll be able to buy a house, probably a couple, and save some money. But my concern is, you know, I've never been away from my family that long. And am I going to be safe over there in another country during this time?
All right.
Okay, this is what you have been working so hard for. This is God's blessing to you. This is what you deserve. You better not miss that flight, and I am not playing. This is going to change your life for the better, truly, truly. Not only is it lucrative, you'll be able to buy your house. Girl, you are going to reach a major height of spiritual understanding on this trip, and it is going to help you not only in your life endeavors, but it's going to help you to be able to bless your family in their lives. Obstacles and challenges and different endeavors that they go through as well. This is something you'll never forget, and I actually see you making some sort of friend to where you're going to want to come back and visit. You might even bring like one of your family members or try and bring like a close friend, but you'll definitely be back. Also, you're more than safe. You're like God's got his arms around you on this trip, truly, because like I say, you worked for it and you deserve it, and this is his blessing to you. So there's not really anything bad that's going to happen, except for a little bit of some type of confusion at the airport. So do not misplace anything. Stay organized and make sure you get there a minimum of 2 hours early. Don't lose your passport. I don't see you losing it, but I feel like you might misplace it or something. I just definitely see some confusion at the airport. So if you make for sure that you get there early and you stay organized, you can totally avoid all that from taking place. And enjoy. Email me while you're out there. Let me know how it goes. Keisha at myastrologycoach.com, and that's K-I-S-H-A at myastrologycoach.com. Hope to hear from you soon.
Yeah, that's a good read. There it is, y'all. We got 30 seconds. We're going to do a little bit of OT, a little overtime. So if you are on the internet portion, you can call in 818-369-0368. Visit the website, myastrologycoach.com. You can click on the events, man. Sign up for the Spring Equinox. We'll be in Florida. We skydiving. Got a van that's leaving out of D.C. that's going to drive you to Florida. That is there as well. All right. We got the first annual Gala with the Stars Appreciation Dinner. Early bird special is only $99. All right. And jump on that before January the 1st. Same thing with the van to from D.C. round trip to Florida and back, only $99, all right? But that's the early bird special before January the 1st. So check that out, all right? Boom, 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 boom. We had somebody that was live. I think they was on Skype, but it looked like they disappeared. So where we at? 678-830. What's your name?
Danielle,
how can we help you?
Hello? Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, Danielle.
I was wondering, I wonder how, I've been married to my husband for quite a long time now, and we are like, if you can imagine two dragons in the sky, one shooting ice at the other, at the one that's shooting the fire. And we don't agree on anything, but we're still married and everything. And I was just wondering how we can find balance, and also what is stopping the flow of money.
Wow, that's a good question, Danielle. How long y'all been married?
We have been married for 19 years, but we've been together for like 23.
19 and 23. Okay.
Yes, and I am a Gemini, and he is a Scorpio.
But it's something else that's definitely there that's connecting you to. Go ahead, Keith.
What's his name?
Leonard.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. You said, when's your birthday again?
May 25th.
May 25th of the year? Yeah.
1968.
68, you know your time of birth?
Uh-huh. I don't know the time.
Okay, that's cool. All right. Okay, so we'll be right back with you.
Oh, okay, so this is normal. When you be married that long, sometimes, I mean, you guys get used to each other. I hope I'm not on mute. No, I'm not. Okay. You get used to each other, and I don't know, it just, things might feel boring or repetitive. However, you have to learn how to be creative. You have to. You have to design and figure out things that you guys can do together. I mean, you've got to make up things that you can do that will be fun for you guys. Even if you plan like a little bitty trip in February, a couple's trip somewhere, you know, not far. You guys don't have to leave the state or anything like that, but where you guys can get, you know, some space, some rejuvenation, stuff like that. You just have to put the effort, because the love and the passion is still there. It's just that you guys are very, very comfortable with one another because it's been so long. So you got to just kind of keep it fun, and it takes effort. Now, as far as the money flow situation, by springtime, it'll start picking up. It's something to do with the energy of this year, but it's coming to an end. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's going to still be, like, you know, slow until the springtime. I just totally see you out of that energy right at the beginning of spring.
Right. That's a lot, man. Again, it seemed like relationships kind of was a theme. I don't even know where to begin. Kind of without not like repeating myself in a sense. To get into the blockage and stuff, usually it is the things that we are disgruntled about. And we got to check what my man Jules say. Our inner conversations, these silent conversations, the inner thoughts that we have. And the chart can definitely show us this, especially when we get time orientated, because it puts everything in its proper perspective. But usually when some things are out of balance, one thing can be related to another thing. And I give you a classic example of what I'm talking about. Let's say, for example, I was born with the planet Saturn in my second house, the house of finances. Now, Saturn is ruled by Capricorn. Now, Saturn rules Capricorn, rather. When I look at the Capricorn constellation in my chart, the Capricorn constellation governs my relationships. It's on my seventh house, the house of relationships. So therefore, whatever that planet is, my relationship planet, in my case, Saturn, whatever its location is going to have an effect on my finances. Because in this case, I'm saying Saturn's in my second house. So my relationship status, rather, my relationships will have an effect on my finances because Saturn rules that. And the way that we get these areas of space is based off the time of birth, all right? But generally speaking, you know where the block comes from because it's the area in your life that is frustrating you. And it has filtered into this reality. It just showed you how easily how my relationship planet, Saturn, is actually located in the financial area of my life. Ain't that something? So I just can't go if my relationship ain't high and whatever is going to reflect my financial status because these things are interrelated. Now, I'm not saying that's the case with you, but only you can really make that assessment because you have to look at the things that you are unhappy about. Well, see, when you married that long, 19 years and been together for 23 years, that's a milestone. That's really great. And if it's about love and you sincerely love each other and you sincerely still want to be with each other, then I think it's just a matter of coming back to the table and doing a renewal. And we have to look at, as well, we will have to look at, well, what are some of the things that will kind of pit you two against each other? Why is one dragon shooting ice and the other's fire? What is this yin-yang flow? Because that's what it is as well. This is just going at it. And most importantly, is it even important enough to prove that you're right? And I was watching some information that was dealing with your true self, your higher self. Your higher self wants peace. It don't necessarily want to get involved with I'm right and you're wrong in these debates and these arguments. The ego wants to get involved in that to prove that I am right and you are wrong type of thing. So they say that that's ego-driven type of energy, whereas, again, the higher self really wants to seek that which brings peace. So it's funny because me and the Prime Minister always in conversation, and just yesterday we was talking about that. When you get to a state of mastership, you don't have to convince the world or your loved ones that what you're doing and saying and everything is correct. Because if it is the truth, then that person is going to have to, by law, they're going to have to come around to your understanding where they're going to, for lack of a better word, need you for their next phase of growth, or need you for whatever the case may be. So the truth of the matter is when you come into a certain spiritual wisdom and understanding is to have a great deal of patience and a great deal of understanding and respect. Usually in debates and disagreements, one person is trying to push, both people are trying to really push their idea over the other person's opinion, and so much so that I'm willing to fight you about it, either physically and or verbally. I'm willing to fight you about the way I see it, and this is how it should be. Well, the truth of the matter is you should just be able to display your knowledge and your wisdom and sharing it. And if the person accepts it and if the ball is in the person's court, whereas it's their situation and they're presenting you and you're giving an answer and they don't like the answer, that's fine. You know, just let it be, because the best you can do is just be an advisor and state your opinion. So we got to get to a point where we are starting to get out of this. I have to superimpose my will on yours. You see what I'm saying? And deal with the basis. And the basis is the happiness and love and things, a simple agreement, and get back into a state, especially if y'all are willing to collectively get into a state of appreciation and the gratitude aspect. All of that stuff will go bye-bye, and then the forces will easily start to balance itself out, and then the financial flow and everything else will start to flow just by simply both of you saying, you know what, it ain't even worth it, babe. We've been married for 23 years. It's kind of like when we get this information and we start going to these different levels, we start to, for lack of a better word, I want to say judge, because judgment is necessary. We just start to go through these, we go through these changes and whatnot. So come to the table, both of you two, and if it's about love and y'all honestly still want to be with each other, then both of y'all just make an agreement that, you know, when one person asks and the other person gives their opinion, they can take it and they can, or not take it, and keep it going and get back into the flow of and the concentration of the abundance and the gratitude and being grateful, and start to attract the things that y'all know y'all want. And I always say, people don't get in relationships to purposely get out of them. Like, oh, we're going to be together for 23 years, but married for 19, and we're going to break up on year 20. Like, who does that? But I always say, but you know what? Maybe we needed to start looking at these relationships. Like, listen, we got a year plan, and year at the end of that year, we'll come back to the table and see if we want to continue. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. The point in that aspect is, get clear. Both of y'all coming to the table and getting very clear on what the basis of the relationship is, where y'all want to go, you know what I mean? And then work it from the state of gratitude and appreciation from that point. And everything else is just irrelevant and shall go away if you focus on those principles and not trying to infringe on somebody else's thoughts, all right? So give it a shot and let us know. If we need to get more specific, just contact us, Keisha@MyAstrologyCoach, K-I-S-H-A, Keisha@MyAstrologyCoach. Because, again, with relationships, I have to see it's some things that I do to, because all the energies have to blend, you know what I mean? And that produces something, and we need to know what that is, all right, to best understand what element we need to incorporate inside of the relationship. All right. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, that person ain't got your hand up. You've been there for a minute. I was about to come to you, 954, but you ain't got your hand up. So I roll to the 803-254. What's your name?
I'm Collie.
Collie.
Hi, Collie.
What's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
I've actually talked with Keisha before. She's really great.
Great.
So I'm
very good.
I'm used to her readings.
Good. Very good. Very good. What can we do for you?
Well, today I was calling. My birthday was on December the 1st. And Thanks. And I guess I really wanted to get some clarity of what was going on in my love life. There is one particular individual that I'm stuck on confusion with, and I'd really like to be able to clear up what's going on in that. It's to the point where it was even starting to take me away from my studies and whatnot. So I just wanted to get some clarity on that so I could kind of put that where it belongs.
Gotcha. When was your birthday? December 1st, what year?
December 1st, 1976.
Okay. What time were you born?
I'm not sure. I think it was maybe 6:30 p.m.,
okay. And what city?
31. Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back with you, Collie.
Okay.
What's his name, Yolanda? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not your name. What is his name?
You're talking to me?
Yes.
Hello?
What's his name?
Oh, his name is Ding, D-E-N-G.
And tell me your name again.
Collie, K-A-L-I.
Oh, girl. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, it's been distracting because I just finished the 100-day fast, and so I was really supposed to be really reeling from, you know, the benefits of that, And this situation just totally sideswiped me. Just, you know.
Okay. Gotcha. Alrighty, alrighty. Hang on, let me see. Okay, so Dean is really feeling like he just got a lot of decisions that he needs to make. You see what I'm saying? And with him, you got to be careful because there is a slight streak of selfishness with him as well. So that's something that you have to be mindful of. Now, I do see the energy of another woman that is in the picture, and she's definitely like the nature of you guys' issues together. And it is saying what challenges the relationship is intoxication. So whatever he does to get drunk or high or whatever is definitely an issue as well, because it alters, of course, his state of mind and makes him feel differently about situations in his life. So Spirit saying that that's definitely an issue as well. But overall, you guys have the Judgment card. So it's rough right now, but I definitely see you guys getting to a point where you come to new beginnings. But let me tell you this, it's not just going to be like, oh, you guys make up and then you guys start over. It's going to stay being rough just for right now. And it's probably going to take some time. But like I said, at the end of the day, y'all are going to be able to start over and try and do it the right way.
Yeah. January the 20th through the 28th. You're going to have 8 days in the very hold on, let me see something real fast. Hold on. December the 20th to December the 28th, which is not too far from now. You're going to have a nice 8 day experience where relationships could balance themselves out potentially. And this situation is going to come into either balance so we got to remember balance is really indicating a form of harmony. Harmony is really about how do two different or more forces blend. And if we put it on a scale, that means we got force on one side and another force on this side. We're trying not to tip the scales and keep it balanced. That's really one heck of a blend. It's kind of like cooking, you know what I mean? It has to be just the right type of blend. So this blend is going to come in these 8 days where it can potentially stabilize the situation. But again, you got to look at, again, you got to really look at your law of attraction. And there's a part of you that either attracts or participates in this power struggle where you could exert your power over somebody. But it, when I say power, it's this subvert, low-key type of power. I'm not talking about the power of do what I say or I ain't taking you here. It's not that kind of power. It can be, but it's more of a power that deals with, you know, the little subvert, covert little stuff type of thing, or people or men can do that to you. And it's highly, it's an energy that's highly involved with sex because it involves the planet Pluto and whatnot. And I would not be surprised, in all honesty, it's like you're going to have to go through this metamorphosis, in a sense. You're going to have to go through this great transformational process of this caterpillar to a butterfly type of thing for you to have that, you know, for you to have the ultimate experience. It's kind of tough because, you know, the best thing you can ever do is just honestly express how you feel and what the situation is and get an understanding of where that person is at as well and whatnot. And the sooner you do this, especially now, because your next transit that's coming in, there's an energy that's really coming in that's trying to stabilize you inside of relationships so you can have the peace and you can have the balance. And also, to a degree, it deals with money and prosperity, too. That's related to your relationships as well. So that energy is just around the corner, literally. We're about, 15 days out from this influence to really start kicking in, all right? So it's really there now, all right? It's just I gave you the apex day. So it's there now, and just utilize this moment to really, and congratulations, too, to do a 100-day fast. That is, jeez, that is monumental. But just use this moment now to bring in your to bring in your mayat, your balance and your peace. And even though you go by Kali, which is the great destroyer, which is great, and those are the things, like those character traits that you may have, the things that you can look within and you say, you know what, I want to share this aspect of myself. Those are the things that you have to cut off with inside of self, so you won't attract someone else that would try to bring that part of you out. You see what I'm saying? So just utilize this particular timeline that's coming up, and definitely email Keisha and keep us posted. And it's got some great energy that's coming. And what I'm talking about specifically is I'm talking about the planet Venus, who is the beauty of the zodiac or inside of the sky. It's coming to you to stabilize you. So good luck. Definitely good luck. All right. What we got here? 818-984.
Hey, how are you doing? Greetings.
Hey. What's going on?
This is Amira.
Amira, the chef?
Yes, the chef.
The chef, what's happening?
Everything's great. It's too funny. I actually was the two callers before when she mentioned his name was Michael, because I just was looking at a video where you were talking about Michael and that power. So I was cracking up as well. But yeah, so, I was calling. Okay. So my question was, I wanted to know, and I'm not sure if this can, I'm sure it can be answered, or you can give me at least a direction, is the best way to incorporate, I guess I would say, like, the metaphysical sciences, you know, astrology, all of these different modalities into what I do, into the cooking and into just educating people on, you know, proper eating.
That's easy a little bit. I think you should, since you're a chef and you do your own thing, there's a couple things you can do in the education department. You could start naming some of your products, some of your products after the science. If you deal with, for example, let's just say if the zodiac, if Virgo cell salt is Kali sulfate, I don't know what it is, but let's say that is it, you know, then that is a particular ingredient that you may want to include in something, if it is in something. And then you can just give it a unique name, and then in the description of the menu, if you wanted to, you can go there. I would start off with the understanding the science from the health point of view, which I know you know, but when I say that, the celestial health point of view. So
okay.
if whatever foods is good for the kidneys, right, which is, I don't know, whatever food is good for the kidneys. Kidneys is ruled by Libra. Libra rules relationships. So if you wanted to, this particular food that you're making, you can just call it love cake or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or you know, whatever. Be creative with it, because once you know the principle, Libra, kidneys, relationships, then you can now come up with a pretty cool name. And then, and again, inside of the description, you can say that, hey, this is good for kidneys. Kidneys are on your left and right side, which represent balance, which is in the zodiac sign of Libra, which rules our relationships. So when we have healthy kidneys, we have healthy relationships. Whatever. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I would integrate it in that aspect, where it's not like you necessarily holding client classes about the actual science. Not that you can't, if you want to, definitely go for it, but to integrate it inside of the food thing, I would just come up with very cool, clever names. And I think that's something that me and Jew is like really, really, really great at. I always tell, like, we'd be like, man, if we weren't on science, we really should have been creating some type of marketing business that comes up with ideas and just brand names and stuff like that. But we so entrenched in science, sometimes we can't even get into the science of business for ourselves because we so entrenched in serving people. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I would start right there, Mira, for real, because you have a very, very beautiful thing going where you know how to cook and you understand the health component to it. Now it's about cleverly and doing it in a fun way, introducing the science/educational component to it. And the best way to do that is to play off of the emotions of love. It's funny because, like, Venus rules the throat, right, which is Taurus, which is the money and really your throat chakra, and you got to talk clearly, I would assume, in order for finances to flow, and it's got to be clear. So when you start to zoom in on these 12 different frequencies, you know, you can call it money cake, you know what I mean? Whatever you want to call it, you know what I mean? You know, if it deals with that, just get clever with it and see how you can go around the zodiac wheel and come up with these different cool, unique principles, these themes, and then do the educational component in a small print.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that helped out. And hello, Keisha. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Good. You know what? I have to. I normally don't do this, but I have to 100% go with Ampu. Not saying that I don't agree with what he said, but I always like give, you know, my own insight. But it's funny because astrology and tarot is a lot alike, and I just see the exact same thing that he sees. Like, exact. I don't really think that there's anything else other than all that he has told you that you need to know. He definitely was on point 100% with that. He's always on point, though.
We both are both on point, so you just compliment each other. So, no, that's perfect, and that gives me definitely, I know it has to be integrated because that's, you know, I'm having that struggle back and forth with that. But now I can see how I can, and I'll play with it and come up with names because usually once I get in the flow of it, I can just come up with a bunch of creative stuff. So that was a good help. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
You got it. Yeah, let us know. Man, that's something me and Jew would do. Like, just call us, man, and we'd get on the three-way, and we'd just be like, okay, boom. We actually love to be a part of it, if possible. You know what I mean?
No, I would love
and,
to. I would love to.
And you know, let us know. Okay. Definitely let us know.
No. Say what you were going to say, and then I'll tell you the tarot
got some cool colors to it, too. You know, the lovers, right? So when we deal with something that's dealing with this Libra frequency and this food that helps the kidneys, you know, we can call it the love cake or the lovers, literally. You know what I'm saying? So the tarot has some I'm looking at some, but you know it has some very cool colors to it. The Justice card,
the World Fortune,
stuff like that.
And so I would love to. Actually, I was talking with Keisha last week, and I actually just picked up a deck that actually have herbs that are connected with the different cards on there. So I just did a reading, right, and even just working with it, I saw like, oh, I see how you could really custom do something for a client that might need particular different herbs to help, you know, push that energy through. So, I would love to, brainstorm, because for me by myself, it's always nice to have more heads than just my own.
Cool. Yes. But, yeah, definitely get with us. We'll help you out. That's a fun project.
Well, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, man. You got it. Alrighty, man. I did overtime. I got Keisha message. Alright, man. We got to go, man. It's a little late, man. We appreciate y'all. We'll be right back again. Stay by the email list because eventually we're going to do this thing on Friday and Saturday morning for you. So we're right here, man. MyAstrologyCoach.com. Go to the membership tab. You will see the Astro Tarot Network, man. That's where we at. And happy birthday to everybody as well. And Kylie, you just had a birthday. If you're still on the line, email me. I'll send you the birthday report. In fact, I'm about to do that for all of the December birthdays inside of the network. Join the network. We can get this information. In fact, we got a conference call tomorrow because tomorrow's a full moon in Gemini. So happy full moon to everybody. And we will see y'all next week. Peace.